أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين كفروا ويصدوا عن سبيل الله ثم ماتوا وهم كفار فلن يغفر الله لهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to speak about the conditions of the disbelievers. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certainly those who disbelieve and they stop others from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ثُمَّ مَاتُوا, then they passed away, they left the world, they died in this condition, وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ, whilst they were disbelievers. In other words, they left this world without iman. فَلَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never forgive them. This great gift of iman that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us, it is a royal gift that the King of all kings have given. It is something that we need not only to treasure and look after, but it is something that we should protect to such an extent that an effort needs to be made that we leave this world in the state of iman. That is a very clear message from many of the ayats of the Quran al-Kareem. Unfortunately, sometimes we take this iman for granted. Allah has given it to us, so we feel that we will leave this world with iman. We need to make dua also. We need to make an effort to keep safeguard this iman. We also need to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if a person leaves this world without iman, in the state of kufr wa na'udhu billah, then his entire hereafter will be totally destroyed. فَلَا تَهِنُوا وَتَدْعُوا إِلَى السَّنْ وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the Muslims that do not lose courage, do not become cowardice. وَتَدْعُوا إِلَى السَّلْمِ, and then you invite and you call others towards peace. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ, whilst you have the upper hand, whilst you are dominant. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to a particular situation that when there is a war between the Muslims and the non-Muslims, now, insofar as peace treaties are concerned, we found that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam engaged in peace treaties. But one important aspect is, if it is to the benefit of the Muslims, and the second important aspect is, it should not be the result of cowardice, it should not be the result of laxity, deficiency from the Muslims, but it will be only because of some advantage. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies that, Allahu ma'akum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you at all times, wa lan yatirakum a'malakum, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not destroy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not cause any loss insofar as your a'mal, insofar as your actions are concerned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the tawfiq to carry out these actions. You do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those actions will be safeguarded, looked after by Allah Rabbul Izzat, and of course the results of it all you will see on the day of Qiyamah. إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ. If there is anything that distracts us, if there is anything that turns us away from the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is this material world. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it in two simple words, إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا, the life of the world is la'ib and lahu. Number one, it is play and it is amusement. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the real and true nature of this world, that no matter how serious a worldly business may be with regards to the consequences of the akhirat, it is a play, it is an amusement. When a person gets serious with his ibadat in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person turns towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, then the mundane, material, worldly things also become deen of an individual. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expresses that a game comes to an end one day. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that this game will come to an end, and be assured there is no extra time in this game. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away our life, the switch will be switched off at that time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. وَإِن تُؤْمِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا. If you have these two qualities, if you bring iman and you practice self-restraint, in other words you keep away from sins, have the quality of taqwa, the consciousness of Allah, yu'tikum ujurakum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you your ajr, your reward. Wala yas'alkum amwalakum, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not ask you for your wealth. And here Allah Rabbul Izzat, in a very unique and in a very strange way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses this, that Allah Rabbul Izzat has given us wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us whatever resources we have, but more especially insofar as our wealth is concerned. Allah Rabbul Izzat has placed compulsion upon us insofar as our zakat is concerned. But Allah Rabbul Izzat didn't ask us for all our wealth. And Allah Rabbul Izzat didn't do it because, wa na'udhu billah, Allah is in need of it. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did, Allah gave us wealth, and then through that wealth, Allah Rabbul Izzat also wills and desires that we gain closeness to Allah. So upon it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had levied the zakat that we have to pay. Allah created this compulsion, and that also, what is the percentage? 1/40th, 2.5%, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had asked for. Allah in another ayah says, وَمَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not desire from mankind any form of rizq, any form of sustenance. As a matter of fact, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself is the one that grants that rizq. إِيَّسَلْكُمُوهَا. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had asked you, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sought for you for your wealth in the form of your zakat, then فَيُخْفِكُمْ تَبْخَلُوا وَيُخْرِجْ أَذْغَانَكُمْ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have created such a situation upon you that it would have become difficult for you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not do that. Allah Rabbul Izzat had left us at our free will, majority of the time, to give out as much as we wish to give out. And lastly, Allah says, وَيُخْرِجْ أَذْغَانَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have shown out, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would have displayed whatever rancor, whatever hatred, whatever malice you have in your hearts. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَا أَنْتُمْ هَا فَيُتَبْخَلُوا وَيُخْرِجْ أَذْغَانَكُمْ. You would have made bukhal, you would have become stingy, and the result would be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have showed that out. هَا أَنْتُمْ هَا أُولَىٰ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you people, تَدْعُونَ لِتُنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, you have been called to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the system that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created insofar as the compulsions of spending. فَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يَبَخَلْ, from amongst you is that person who becomes miserly, who becomes stingy. وَمَنْ يَبَخَلْ, and whoever becomes stingy, فَإِنَّمَا يَبْخَلُ عَنْ نَفْسِ, then he becomes stingy to his own detriment. In other words, it will be his own loss. Nobody else loses if somebody does not give out his wealth. وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِيُّ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is totally independent. وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ, and you yourself, you are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا, if you turn away from Allah, if you renegate from this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you become disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ, then the simple thing, simple solution for Allah is, Allah may exchange you for another community. Now some had stated that we see in the history of Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given deen to the people of the Arabian Peninsula, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken it out of the Arabian Peninsula. Others also accepted Islam. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu states that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read this ayah, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, who are these people that we may be replaced with? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tapped Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that from his nation there will be those people that even if deen was at the furthest star, they would go towards it in an anticipation to acquire it, an enthusiasm to acquire it. And hence in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us His power, His might and His mercy, that Allah is not in need of us. ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ, and then there will be never the likes of you left on the surface of this earth. May Allah ta'ala give us a good day. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, wa shahadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.